From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This is a day after U.S. President Donald Trump accused Beijing of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. And China's repeated denials did not preclude Mr. Trump from tweeting Thursday he was very disappointed that China is allowing oil to go into North Korea. The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. U.S.-backed forces liberated the terror group's Syrian capital of Raqqa this past October. Since then, Syrian Democratic Forces have focused their efforts on eradicating remnants of Islamic State. Mattis did not share a timeline for when more diplomats and other civilian personnel would arrive in Syria and emphasized that none of the work should be characterized as nation-building. VOA reached out to the State Department for a comment. Still, Mattis replied,
"When you bring in more diplomats, they're working that initial restoration of services. They bring in the contractors. There's international money that's got to be administered. That is a diplomat's job. The military would move them around, make certain they're protected."
Efforts will focus on clearing areas once ruled by IS of improvised explosive devices, which Mattis described as an enormous undertaking, removing rubble, restoring other basic services, and reopening schools there. This is VOA News. The White House has strongly condemned the arrest in Iran of peaceful protesters as reports emerge that more than 50 people have been arrested in the past 2 days for protesting in Iranian cities against the country's economic troubles. In a statement earlier Friday, the State Department said Iran's leaders have turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos. The Trump administration has fired the remaining members of the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS, also known as PACHA. Council members received a letter this week saying that their appointments to the panel were terminated, effective immediately. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. PACHA was established in 1995 during the Clinton administration to advise the White House on HIV strategies and policies. Six of the members of the council upset by White House actions on health policy resigned in June. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack earlier this week in a Russian supermarket in St. Petersburg. The militants said the explosion was carried out by an Islamic State-linked group, according to a statement made by its news agency. The group did not provide any evidence for the claim. At least 13 people were injured when the homemade bomb detonated in a branch supermarket chain on Wednesday. Health officials said none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Funeral services a day after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store, killing at least 9 people, including a policeman.
Amateur video showed people scrambling for cover as a gun battle rages between Egyptian security forces and militants attacking the Mar Mina Coptic Church in the Cairo suburb of Helwan. One of the attackers was killed by police and another was apprehended. Egyptian Health Ministry spokesman Khalid Mujahid told Arab media that victims of the attack were taken to several hospitals in the region of Helwan. Arab media showed video of civilians outside the church firing on the attackers to try and stop their deadly rampage. Several policemen and civilian guards were reportedly killed defending the church. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. Library of Congress says it will no longer collect every single tweet published on Twitter, as it has been doing for the past 12 years. The library said this week that it can no longer collect everything across the entire social media platform because of recent changes Twitter has made. It has said it will collect and archive tweets in the future, but will do so on a more selective basis. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.